Chapter 3, Cortisol. Cortisol is considered to be one of our major hormones. It is often called the stress hormone because this is the hormone released by the body in response to stressful situations. Cortisol is produced in the adrenal glands, which are small glands located adjacent to the kidneys. Cortisol is secreted during stressful situations such as trauma, excessive exercise, temperature variations, lack of sleep, poor eating habits, attacks on our body by viruses and bacteria, emotional stress brought on by financial, job, or family pressures. A little stress is good for the body because it stimulates the adrenal glands to produce cortisol. Our bodies need cortisol to be able to cope with stressful situations. Without some stress, the adrenal glands would begin to atrophy and reduce production of cortisol. But too much stress is not a good situation. If our bodies remain under constant stress for long periods of time without the opportunity to recover, the adrenal glands produce too much cortisol, become overworked, and eventually burn out. Cortisol production is stopped. It is important to keep this hormone in balance. Cortisol levels that are too low can cause us to become irritable, lethargic, and extremely fatigued. Cortisol levels that are too high for extended periods of time can cause our bodies to age at an accelerated rate, breakdown of muscle protein so muscle mass and strength is lost, bone loss and osteoporosis, suppression of the immune system, heart disease, damage to brain cells, storage of abdominal fat. When faced with stressful situations, our bodies secrete cortisol to help fight off the dangers. Cortisol increases the flow of glucose, protein, and fat from our cells into the bloodstream. This provides energy to our body to cope with the stress. This is a good thing for a stressful situation that is resolved immediately, but if the stress continues for a long time, then glucose is constantly being fed into our bloodstream, and more insulin is produced to deal with the added glucose. If the cortisol levels and insulin levels remain high, we become insulin resistant and have all the problems that are associated with insulin resistance, such as accumulation of abdominal fat, inflammation, and high cholesterol. Also, with high cortisol levels, protein continues to be removed from our muscles and muscle mass and strength are lost. Cortisol is important to our well-being. We need our adrenal glands to be able to produce cortisol, but too much or too little cortisol can cause problems. Once again, as with other hormones,